barbecue sauce on my titties.
Knee deep in a stripper's ass.
Fucking goddamn it.
You're good. You're here. You're part of us now.
One of us is half dead. One of us has been actually dead for a while, and the other one's lit. There's three people here.
What's to say I'm not lit right now?
You know what? We're going to keep all of this a secret until the end. You guys get to guess.
You get to guess through it which one of the three is what?
Yeah.
They don't even know who the third person is right now.
But he's here.
Fucking here.
He's here and he's talking in the flesh.
Nobody.
This is our good buddy Derek.
Come on. Hold on. I'll do it today because I don't do it very often.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Oh.
To Wrench Jockey Radio.
Yeah, normally I'm the one to always say that.
But you having a great time tonight.
Who?
You're having a great time tonight.
I'm having a great time tonight.
Hell yeah, you are.
I think all the viewers could hear that fucking smile.
Yeah. All of the viewers can hear just how big I'm smiling right now.
All right, fine. Derek's been dead. I'm lit. Logan's half dead. Here we are.
Got it out of us, goddammit.
Fuck. Are you going to make it, big dog?
It's going to be a fight, but I'll fucking do it.
Always has been a fighter.
My hooker just won't go down.
Close to dying so many fucking times, and I still haven't done it yet. I'm too stubborn to fucking die. Everybody fucking knows that.
POV. The common man cold.
Yeah. Do you remember when I had, remember when I was sick for 12 weeks?
Maybe?
Kind of, sort of.
Derek kind of remembers that.
Yeah.
I was sick for 12 weeks.
Like, well, I was sick as shit, too, for at least a month.
It was, like, shortly after COVID or something like that. I think it was COVID or something, bullshit, whatever.
You were, like, fucking a walking zombie.
I was a walking zombie for 12 weeks. That means out of the fucking year, only 40 of the fucking weeks out of 52 was I not sick. I was sick for 12 weeks straight. That is I had a headache the entire time. I had a fucking infection. I was fucking vomiting. I was coughing shit up. I was forever blowing shit out of my nose. I coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed. I couldn't breathe right. That is the sickest I've ever been.
We get the man flu something fierce around here. Keep your herpes over there.
Fuck you.
Dumbass.
Fuck you.
I swear to God, if you get me sick.
I think I just got myself... I don't think this is from anybody, but I just think I just got myself sick.
I was
going to
say, if anything happens, I'm just going to be... I got myself sick at this point, too,
right.
So...
Anyway, in light of... Now the goose is half dead, and we've all just had a hellish week.
Yeah.
I think we should just chill out and recap it.
Might have taken it too far.
Which day?
Yeah.
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 Pretty much.
We started the week off with,
This week started on a horrible note.
Yeah, okay, so if you were to count Sunday as the first day of the week, which some people do for some reason, I don't fucking get it. Sunday's the last day of the week in my fucking head.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, her truck didn't start. We tried to start Saturday, and we tried to start Sunday morning, it didn't fucking start. I went through the diag process, this, that, and the other. Well, come to find out, the reason that this thing doesn't start is because of a simple sensor. Cylinder head temperature sensor. It's a Triton 5.4 liter F-150, whatever. I think it's a 2008. Everybody knows exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go through explaining exactly why this sensor makes it not start, but my girlfriend needs a running truck.
Yep.
So...
Because that is her only vehicle.
That is her only vehicle. she is not as fortunate as Dakota and I to have multiple vehicles or vehicles that we could make run in a very short amount of time if we
it's
had
stupid.
To.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
Marketplace addiction is real.
Yes. Yes. Knowing people that have things you want to buy is also real.
That too.
Also, yeah, the last purchase wasn't even a marketplace deal. Actually, something we'll touch on, we might touch on later, is the potential next purchase isn't a marketplace deal either.
Nope, that's not a marketplace deal either. I actually haven't. I've made purchases off of Marketplace, but I have not purchased a vehicle recently off of Marketplace.
No.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever really purchased anything off of Marketplace.
Really?
Maybe wheels.
Wheels?
Back with the third gen.
I've...
Can you imagine being a virgin?
Well, I look at Marketplace plenty.
Oh, yeah, I'm religiously on
but there. But I've... And most of that is I'll send shit to my brother then, and then... He'll magically go pick it up, and then somehow I'll still get ass fucked in the deal anyways. So
for reference, Derek's brother, one of the biggest Jews in this county.
Oh my!
It's God. Where I learned.
Hayden is fucking something else.
King Jew.
But I
yeah, we started off you and I Sunday night decided. We're going to go get this thing Monday morning.
Yeah, after I fucking showed up here because a truck wouldn't start.
Yep.
And had to ass fuck that thing for about 30, 40 minutes out in the freaking parking lot. Never, never, ever, 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 ever in my life have I seen a starter so cold that the armature inside of the starter that pushes the gear against the flywheel.
Froze. That happened.
I had to take a propane torch and heat up the starter to get it to fucking work. It would spin. You could engage it and you'd hear the motor run it, but the armature wouldn't push it.
I looked at him and I said, this is a really dumb idea, but let's put some heat to this thing.
Yeah.
Went out there, put that torch on it for 15, 20 seconds. Fucker popped right off.
Popped right off. Like it didn't, yeah, never cared.
I had to do that to the Challenger a year or two ago.
Did you? I've never seen
that. Yeah, I haven't had that happen yet either.
I haven't had that
I've happen. Had a lot of cold things, and I...
Yeah, never have I had an armature get frozen.
Also, what helped me with realizing, yeah, this starter probably needs a little bit of heat, is there was fucking icicles hanging all the way down around it.
Optional.
To where I was like, yeah, okay, I should probably put a little heat to that, so...
Warm it up a little bit.
So anyway, that whole debacle, him and I decide, Logan and I decide, Sunday night... After we get the armature unfroze and all that, let's go pick his girlfriend's truck up Monday morning. Because I had the day off for Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, I forgot what even happened Monday morning. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that brings us to Monday morning. Would you like to elaborate?
Yes, I can elaborate.
So we decide...
Oh, my God.
I'll do a pre-note here. We decide Monday morning we're meeting at the shop at 7.
Yeah.
I was running a little behind because I had to go to our... that was your ass. That wasn't my ass. That was his ass.
That was my ass.
I went to go because my wife and I and the rest of her family have chickens at their family farm. And I didn't have to work, and it's been super cold, so I wanted to go pick eggs up before they freeze. So I was running a little behind, and my phone rings about 7:15.
Yeah.
And I figured it was him calling to bitch and say, where the fuck are you at?
Yeah.
Take it from here.
So I called him at about 7:15 or so because I was cruising. I was cruising an odd way to get to the shop because I was coming from my girlfriend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Because the night before, I went to drop her off at her house and I was like, fuck it, I'm not driving home in this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was that's the other thing we have not touched on. It has been negative temperatures, snowing, blowing.
Snowing, blowing. I think the wind chill values for the past 4 or 5 days have been almost 30 below.
Yeah.
It's been cold as shit.
We've been close to 30 below, if not there. It's been fucking cold. Well, I fucking am cruising from my girlfriend's place over to the shop, which is about a 30-minute drive, 25-30-minute drive. While I'm getting ready to turn on, I'm getting ready to do my second-to-last turn.
Yep.
I would take one more turn before I would get to the shop, and I'm still like 15 minutes away from the shop still.
Yeah, you're about halfway.
That was about halfway. And I was cruising south down this road, and I turn on my turn signal and get into the turn lane, and all of a sudden I feel thunk, And I look in my rear, I look in my driver's side mirror, and the rear driver's side wheel gone.
This, for the people who have been listening, this is a lane.
This is a lane.
Our two-wheel drive half-ton Chevy that we bought.
Yeah, because
and share.
Currently my 6-liter randomly runs right, and I don't trust it. So I've been driving a lane, which is what my girlfriend did drive before.
Yes.
So after we fixed it up, she got it. Well, I'm looking around. I get out of the truck, and I'm like, oh, I just lost the wheel. I went and looked at the axle, and I was like, well, all the fucking studs are fine. Like, none of them are broke. Like, they're all there. They all have threads. The fucker just... came off.
Yeah.
And I know I had a torque wrench on it. Don't nobody fucking say anything about that, because I know I had a torque wrench on it. And I have people that will attest that I had a torque wrench on it.
I know.
I know you know that, but there's... For the people listening, there was a torque wrench.
They were torqued.
They were fucking torqued. All fucking four of them.
Because we had just put a different set of wheels on it.
Yes. I had a spare set of wheels from when I was in high school. I was like, we'll throw these on the truck because they're the same pattern.
So for the people that are obsessed with the green Chevy...
Yes.
Or the Chevy, you know, Goose's Chevy.
Yes.
It's the same set of wheels off that truck. They're now on a lane.
They're just not as pretty and polished as they used to be. Because they've sat for...
Oh, shit.
Four years.
Yeah.
They've sat for 4 years. God, that's been four fucking
years. Up in the barn, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyways. I'm like, fuck it. Like, I called Dakota. I'm like, I need a hand, and I explained the situation to him. He's like, all right, I'm coming with a jack and impact and some lug nuts. That's fucking awesome. I'm going to go look for this goddamn wheel, because it can't be far away.
Exactly how it went.
I was doing, like, 35. It couldn't have been that far away. When I was slowing down, I was doing, like, 35. It's not that far away. This isn't, like, Brendan.
I was like, all I can think of is fucking
Yeah,
Brendan.
I know.
Dude, that, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we actually had a buddy last year during the summer lose his wheel on a Honda CR-V. And he lost it. I'll give it to him. He lost it in a weird place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was goofy.
And he lost
it. It actually flew off, ended up in a pond.
Yeah. And we couldn't find it because it ended up in this pond.
Yeah,
and it was like fucking midnight.
Yeah, we're all just looking for it.
And him
we
and
told that story?
Huh? No. We're telling it now.
All right.
But Brendan and Nate, my coworker, went back the next day because we essentially left the thing there.
Okay, if we're telling this story, you got to get into how we moved it.
You tell him how we did it.
That was great.
This thing was like in the middle of the road, and I'm like, all right, it's midnight.
Front right wheel. That's what was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
We've all allegedly had a couple Two Tree beers in us.
Two Tree.
Potentially,
it was 4th of July weekend.
Potentially.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah, potentially leaving the local watering hole.
Was that this year or last year?
We were at Jake's. Grandpa Jake's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was it 2023 or 2022?
No, it was this past summer.
It was this past summer,
yeah.
So anyway, we show up, we're looking for this wheel, I'm like, we have to get this car off the road.
Because remember, I hung the flag up at
Yeah, Jake's he's right.
With
the truck crane
that we came to,
Was it really?
Yeah. So anyway.
God, my perception of time sucks.
I'm like, we have to get this thing off the road. We've all allegedly had a couple Two Tree beers. There's like 4 or 5 vehicles pulled over on the side of this road now. Like, we need to get it out of the road and get out of here.
So,
and I said, I kept saying, the whole time we're there, I'm like, let's all jump in the back, because it was a front right wheel. I said, let's all jump in the back left door of this thing, because we're all some hefty boys.
Yeah.
I said, we'll get this thing off the ground, we'll pull it off the road, and we'll leave. And everyone's like, that's dumb as fuck. Let's find the wheel.
I was the one saying that, because I was fucking... tired, mad, and had a splinter under my finger.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That was that.
But anyway,
no, so
we're all sitting there.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it might have been.
It was Labor Day weekend.
At any point, it was a holiday weekend, this, that, and the other. He keeps telling me, no, that's fucking stupid. Why would we do that? This, that, and the third. And I'm like, I'm telling you, it'll work. So we're sitting there looking for the wheel. Fucking cop pulls up. Flips his lights on. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. We're all allegedly going to jail. And,
everyone allegedly.
He pulls up, county boy, he goes like, you guys all right? I'm like, yeah, wheel flew off the thing, we're just looking for it. And he's like, All right, y'all be safe. See you later. Tug off.
So we probably
looked for this wheel, what, 20 more minutes?
20, 30
more minutes. And finally, everyone's defeated. I'm like, I kept going on about, let's just jump in the back corner of this thing. We'll get it off the road. Sure enough, guess what happened? We all jumped in the back corner of it, got the front off, and got it off the damn road.
Who'd we set in the front? We set, like, Nate or something. Whoever the last
Jesse.
One. Jesse. Yeah Jesse showed Jesse up.
We put Jesse's front. Little yeah. ass in the front.
We put Jesse's little ass to drive it.
And you know,
front wheel drive car.
And you know why we put it where we did? Is because Jesse somehow fucking knew the dude that lived up that fucking lane.
Well, yeah, Jesse knows everybody.
Because Jesse knows everybody.
He's like, oh, it'll be fine here overnight.
Yeah, so he fucking...
I'll text him.
Yeah, he shoots the guy a text, says, hey, this side or the other. We back it up in there.
Yep. Left it there.
Leave it. Came back. We came back the next day. We tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Couldn't fix it. Derek was there.
Yeah, I towed it back here with the Gronkite.
Yeah, because we grabbed my pickup, mm-hmm. went and grabbed the Gronkite, towed it back here, and then dropped the trailer off.
Yeah, because my truck has been gone since then, so yeah.
Yeah, your truck had been gone since then, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I got a trailer, but...
They also found the wheel floating in the pond that we looked in...
The next day.
Yeah, the next day.
It had...
The pond was about 30 feet from where we were at and getting the vehicle loaded again. And one of us just happened to look over and happened to see something glimmering off the top of the pond.
Yeah,
and
we're this like, aluminum alloy Honda wheel.
Hey, there it is.
So fucking stupid. And it made sense that that's where mm-hmm. it would be, but there was no way we could find it in the dark.
No, and we looked
and that,
looked.
And it was probably in the middle of the fucking pond
the night. Oh, it probably was,
that
too.
Night. And took that long for it to float to the edge anyways.
Yeah.
How did we get to this point?
So anyways, I went and looked... So anyways, I went looking for the wheel, and,
I'm asking how we got to this story.
Because Brendan's wheel fell off, and my wheel fell off.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I went looking...
Side adventure.
So I went looking for the wheel, right? Well, I went back a little ways, and I figured it was on the left-hand side of the road, so I went looking on the left-hand side of the road. Well, it's not over here, I can't fucking find it. I was like, there's a big ditch on that side of the road. I was like, there's no way it fucking, at the speed it was going, it fucking ramped itself out of the fucking ditch and set in the other. So I go to the other side of the road, and I look over there by this dealership. There's nothing over there. I'm like, fucking goddamn it. Well, after that, a pickup truck pulls up behind my pickup truck. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? I was like, well, he's probably just like,
hey, you need some help?
Yeah, you need some help? You okay? So I go, I was like, ah, I'll deal with this guy real quick. Dakota's on his way. So I walk around the side of the pickup, come to the driver's door, and I was like, hey man, like, I'm all good if you're stopping for help. He's like, actually, I stopped because I got hit by a wheel and you're the only one out here missing one. I was like,
words of the century.
Word of the sentence of the century. I was like, this guy got hit by my wheel. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, go look at the front right corner of my pickup, dude. I got hit by a wheel. And I was like, okay. So I walk around the other side of the pickup. Sure as shit, his bumper's all tore up and this, that, and the other. He didn't get his headlights or nothing, but his bumper's all tore up. Part of his fender well, no big deal. It's just plastic. I was like, shit. I was like, where did you hit it? He was like, back over there. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. I wondered what all that plastic was over there. I figured there'd just been an accident the day before and they didn't get it all. I didn't expect that the wheel of the pickup hit another pickup.
Right. What are the odds?
Yeah, what are the fucking odds? So I go, I'm like, where'd you hit it? He's like, well, I hit it over here, yada, yada, yada. He goes, I watched the thing go. And I was like, okay. Well, if, in all logic, if I'm doing 35 and this dude's doing 50 past me, about, that thing's going to fucking go somewhere. So I crossed the ditch. I go down the ditch and come up the fucking other side and I start looking around. I find the fucking wheel. It's on the complete other side of the fucking ditch.
Well, I got hit by another truck.
I got hit by another truck. I fucking get it. So I grab it, and I bring it back, and throw it in the bed of the pickup. By this time, the cops are showing up, and we've exchanged insurance and this, that, and the other, and we go through a crash report because there's damage to another vehicle, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. The only saving grace to this whole thing that we didn't get in any more trouble than we did was that Dakota brought lug nuts.
I did.
Dakota could find lug nuts to put on this thing because my plan before... if he couldn't get lug nuts, was to just take a lug nut off of the other three wheels and bolt the other wheel down and just make it to the shop, which is only 10-15 minutes away. Well, Turns out, cops don't like when you do that.
Yeah, they were pretty adamant on the fact that...
that this thing would have five lug nuts.
The rest of them going to fall off?
Yeah. Yeah, and I even went around to the other three, and I hit him with the impact real quick and made sure. All that happy shit and whatever. But when I had that plan originally, like, if we couldn't get lug nuts, there was no cops involved.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, I was like, well, fucking shit. So, luckily Dakota had lug nuts.
Yeah, that was Monday morning when we were supposed to be picking up his girlfriend's truck.
Yeah.
So, we get this whole debacle taken care of.
We got, I think we finally got to the shop at like 8:30.
Oh, 9.
Was it 9?
By the time we hooked the trailer up, da da da. Yeah. Because, well, remember we went back to Culp's, dropped the jack and the impact off, had a cup of coffee, warmed up a little bit.
Yeah, because we were fucking cold.
Oh, God, yeah.
Bless America, was it cold?
Oh, my toes were so cold, they hurt.
Mm-hmm. It only got worse after that.
So, anyway, we get it taken care of. Go warm up, have a cup of coffee, hang out for a little bit. Then we came back here, got the trailer, headed back over to pick the truck up.
Mm-hmm.
We had to winch the truck up, obviously, because it doesn't start.
Mm-hmm.
There's no receiver post on the trailer for the winch.
No. Yeah, so the winch is on a receiver post. Or it's the male side
of
the
receiver. Has a receiver on it, yeah.
Yeah, but the trailer does not. Because this is a new-to-us trailer, so we haven't fabricated anything up yet.
Yeah. So we,
At best,
we sketchily chained the hoist to the trailer.
Yeah, that it was... Oh, that was the sketchiest thing I did all week. Because watching that winch pop and crackle and whine...
Yeah, while it's 30 below.
While it's 30 below and it's trying to
hoist fucking... That's why you see me. I kept turning. I was like, I'm taking this shit to the back.
Yeah, and when I was running it, I had my fucking...
Yeah,
my fucking arm.
We're getting it on the trailer, but if we don't, I'm not taking this shit to the dome.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, at least it won't get my eyes as I hold my arm in a certain position. I'm like, I'm watching the truck come up.
We finally get the thing on the trailer, but it's not far enough. So we start using chain and binder to ratchet it up.
Yep. In a
like an inch at a time.
And a brake to keep the thing from rolling backwards.
No. That was a lift block from the Cummins.
It was the...
Yeah, that was the 5-inch lift block.
Oh, when I stared at it, I thought it was a brick.
No, that was the lift block.
That was a 5-inch lift block out of a fucking Dodge Ram.
Yeah. 100%.
God damn it.
That's what it was.
Well, that's only fitting.
So what? That was all Monday. We finally got back here, what, 11:30?
Yeah. Yeah, about 11:30 because we were down at the lot down the road until about 12 because we ran down there to see if the guys needed any help. Oh, that was the other stickler, is that...
Local poultry company.
A local poultry company woke up Monday morning and none of their trucks would start.
Was it 15 of them?
I think 10.
10 or 15 trucks, semis.
I think they needed 10.
Yeah. So they plug all of these trucks into the same circuit, and it popped over the weekend.
Because it's only 30 amps.
Yeah.
And you have all these trucks plugged into the 30 amp circuit.
Ice blocks by Monday morning.
Yeah.
Not a damn one of them started.
No. Not a damn one of them. So we got back here at like 12. I think we finally went and ate lunch at like 1.
It was like 1:15.
1:15. Got back here. Then we spent the rest of the goddamn day doing runaround bullshit and trying to get another truck down in that yard to start, which came to no fucking avail.
Oh, yeah. We were down there for 2-3 hours.
Yeah. And it would not fucking
fire. Well, and we finally found out that they had plugged it into the oil heater and not the block heater.
Yeah. So the oil's warm.
God nothing bless America. Nothing else is.
Nothing else is. God bless America. Which, to me, the coolant being warm is way more important than the oil.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Coolant's warm. The rest of it's warm.
Yeah, exactly.
Oil's warm. The oil in the pan's warm.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep. And then I went home that night, or I went to my girlfriend's that night, and I slept like a fucking rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fucking rock. What happened Tuesday?
I got up, went to work, and dealt with my own slew of bullshit problems.
True. Okay, yeah. And then I dealt with just random crap here and worked on stuff here. And then we pulled my girlfriend's pickup inside.
Tuesday night.
Got it fucking fixed and fired up.
Yep, changed that sensor. It fired, popped right off.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Such a stupid problem, but regardless. Fired right up, didn't give a shit. After that we went home. Wednesday, I did fuck around bullshit and worked on shit here. I did run around crap around town, which was just fucking endless. I dealt with Menards return policy, which was a joke, and that's a whole fucking story, and I'm not going to get into it, because I just got frustrated the entire time. And then I went to the town, 1, 2, 3 towns south of us. Starts with a W.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing down there?
Logging.
You guys were down there?
Yep.
Oh, I figured you were up the road.
Nope. Logging. There was a downed tree there that we had to go get. So me and my boss showed up with chainsaws and a skid loader and Elaine.
Such a gal.
Such a gal. Showed up with Elaine. A pickup, skid loaders, chainsaws. The skid loader has a grapple on it.
Yep.
For those that know what a grapple is, it's just a way to pick up logs. And in less than an hour, had this tree taken care of and chopped up and ran through. And we had all of the wood, except for a log that we kept in the grapple, in a lane.
The county whore.
We stuffed an entire tree in the back of that fucking...
That bitch took it.
It did.
The county whore.
The 4L Slippy
E was happy about it.
The 4L Slippy E was not very happy.
Oh, do not burn the trans out of that thing, you fucker.
Yeah, I didn't burn it up, but it shifted a little hard.
Fuck!
With every ride, it did shift hard. I'll give it that. But the V6 loved Loved every second of it. In fact, I could almost accelerate just as fast as I normally would. There's a lot of power in that V6 for really no reason.
You sound like me talking about
that
Dakota.
That truck doesn't deserve to live. Well, but you know what? No, I've already decided, just because of how the whole fixing it shenanigan went. That truck's going to do everything we ask of it and more, and it's never going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
Because it's dumb. It's a dumb, stupid two-wheel drive Chevy, and it's not going to die.
We'll end up putting a bed on it before we ever get rid of the truck. Guaranteed. The battle rot out. I'm not putting a cab on it. Fuck that. What?
Why would we?
Exactly. I'll put a bed on it, just because we use the thing to haul shit around.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not putting a fucking cab on that thing. I will ratchet strap the fucking cab down and put wood blocks underneath it to keep it on
before Cliff
I
note,
put a cab on it.
The Dodge we discussed yesterday?
Yes.
It's the blue.
It's the blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's Patriot blue. Nice.
It's the one that started my fiending for Patriot Blue.
Did you have
It's the truck.
What did you do Wednesday?
Was it Wednesday yesterday?
Yeah.
Made the heat work in the back of an ambulance. Did some work on another engine we got in there. Bunch of little piddly shit. Just trying to keep stuff running in the cold. I left work a little early to go talk to my uncle.
Yeah.
About the second gen. My uncle is my uncle. He doesn't get rid of hardly anything. So when he calls me and says, "Hey, we're ready to get rid of this truck," I know I have to jump on it. This is the second truck for me that started my love of second gens. The first one was my grandfather's truck.
Silver one.
Silver Santa Cab, long box, dually, 98.5, 6-speed.
Envy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an Envy. Mm-hmm. Envy truck, tan leather. four-wheel drive. That truck started my love for Dodges, or for second-gen Cummins trucks. The truck I went and talked about yesterday, my uncle's truck, so my grandfather's son, he bought that shortly after my grandfather bought his truck, and I've essentially grown up in it as well. Mm-hmm. Part of the and it's rusted. It needs an engine harness. It's got 500,000 miles on it. It's a beat up old ass second gen. It is what it is. But part of the reason I want to buy it is because I've grown up in that truck as well. My uncle used to farm. I grew up riding with him in tractors and that truck and just bombing around.
Right.
I've more or less grown up in that truck as well. I've always wanted my grandfather's truck, but I've lost. I don't know where it's at. It's gone.
The opportunity is lost.
It is what it is. I have no idea where it's at. He sold it when I was real young. You know, it's gone. So for me to have the opportunity to own the second truck that got me into second gens, and that I've also grown up in,
it's an opportunity worth taking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have full intent of purchasing the truck. And
Which is not a bad deal, what you guys worked out.
And we're not no.
Bad, you know. It's really not a bad
deal. The deal we worked out, and I can assure you all, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to pay for it, but in no circumstance did I overpay.
No.
Mm-mm. Especially with what shit's going for anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm pretty stoked about the deal. I'll throw an engine harness in it and just bomb it around.
And have a good old fucking time with it. But.
Yeah, that was pretty much my Wednesday. I went over to his house to just discuss the terms, and he really just wanted to know what it's worth, and I've worked on that truck for quite a bit. And
well, you were away from home Wednesday too, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I kind of forgot that part. I'm more stoked about the second gen. Yeah, so Wednesday night, my wife and I, we went down to the, and some of you may know this, or this show. My wife and I went down to the Fort Wayne Farm Show. This is my first time attending the Fort Wayne Farm Show. So somehow I made it to the Louisville National Farm Machinery Show before I made it to the Fort Wayne Farm Show. So it wasn't like a big, huge thing to me, but I still really enjoyed it. And my wife previously worked for a Case dealer, so every time she's been to the farm show in Fort Wayne, she's had to work. So she hasn't got to walk it and see it and do all the stuff. So it was new for both of us.
Right.
It was pretty cool. Like I said, it's nothing compared to Louisville, but her and I had a nice little date night out of it. We both had a good time.
What you guys need?
Ran into your former employer down there.
Oh, really? You could take the. No, I gotta keep my mouth shut. What? Sorry. My former employer.
Yeah.
Which one?
Shift to one of Hardwood.
Oh, okay. Those guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are some good guys. I miss those guys.
Yeah, so Nick and Wyatt were down there.
Yeah, I miss Nick and Wyatt. That's where I got the nickname Crash.
That's where you did get the nickname Crash. But yeah, we walked around, had a good time at the show, seen it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got down there at like 6:15 and show closes at 8, and we had seen it all by 7:30. It's not hard to walk the whole show.
No.
I enjoyed it. It was a different experience. My wife and I don't get a lot of time to just get away together because of how much I work and whatever. So any little bit of time we get like that is really nice.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Also, we should note the Arctic disaster at this point has started to warm up a little bit.
Dude, you better knock on that fucking table right now. I'm tired of these water lines.
Yeah, Derek, let's hear your week. Start for Monday. Let's hear your shenanigans. Because Derek, last time you guys heard from Derek, he was still working on a local excavating company.
He's not doing that
anymore. He's no longer there. Working with his brother now, doing plumbing work. Let's hear your week, because I'm sure it was awesome.
He'll clean your pipes.
Shit, I wish someone would.
Hey, car hurts for laying pipe, not taking pipe, honey.
For fuck's sake. Anyways.
No, my week's been about the same thing pretty much every fucking day. We take care of all the fucking calls that come in from people not fucking running their faucets or anything overnight.
Yeah.
Pipes freeze and, oh, fucking goddamn water running all over the place. What the fuck are we going to do? Well, I guess we'll have to come down and fucking fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
Plain and simple.
Have you guys been replacing a lot of lines? Yeah.
Not really replacing, more kind of patching, but halfway replacing, okay. More or less.
Okay.
A lot of it where it freezes is right by the meter.
Yeah, okay.
More or less. To where there's not really a whole lot of replacing you can actually do.
Yeah.
To where hopefully just shut the meter off and the rest of it's all good underneath the meter.
Mm-hmm.
And then patching back in from up there where it was broken to the next piece that it tees off to. And
right, and wherever
from the water heater or wherever it was. One of them we did over in Napanee, 3/4 line burst straight off the top of the water heater.
Ow.
They probably lost 300 gallons worth of water that homeowner's going to have to pay back to the city of that town.
Oh, my God.
It's going to suck.
That's going to suck. That's a lot of water.
That was a lot of water. But nothing we can do about it. All we know is once we walked up there, we opened the door for their little outside shack that had their water heater in it.
Uh-huh.
Opened up the door and water came out.
Rushing out.
Water came out. It emptied the room once we opened the door.
Oh, I have a video of that.
Probably.
No, I do.
There was a good amount of water in there.
Your brother sent it to me.
And he goes, huh, there's the problem, and goes up and shuts the main off.
Your brother sent it to me and said, I should call her. It was just water gushing out from under the door.
Dude, it was bad.
It's fucking atrocious.
And, yeah, no. That one was rough, and then we went back to the truck after we got water shut off, we went back to the truck. We're like, well, what all do we have in here? And I brought Hayden everything that I had or that we had left in the truck to fix it. We had this one little tiny piece of 3/4 copper left that was maybe a foot long, and I go, that's what we got.
Right, yeah.
We gotta fix it some way. He goes, fuck.
So
we got her patched back together. We got her. And then so we made this lady, because this little room holds two water heaters, one for this apartment, one for this other apartment.
Okay.
The lady that called us was in this far apartment, and supposedly nobody in this little apartment complex had seen this other guy in, like, 2 months.
Oh?
Was there flies in the
they
windows?
They have no idea where he was at. His car is not around. Nobody's around. Nobody's checked on him as far as I know either, so he could be in there. But
right,
door's locked. The key that we have for this little place doesn't work on his door or this person's door.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we got her water fixed, her water turned back on, patched in. His was only kind of leaking on that side. We fixed that. We turned his water meter back on too. And for some reason, it's just kind of halfway's pissing. We can see the water meter kind of, you know, working, counting a little bit.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, so we still got a leak inside of there somewhere. So that's when we started trying to, like, get inside to see if we could
find anything.
Find
something.
If there was another leak in there or where it was at, because there's nothing on this side. It's got to be on the other side.
Right.
And that's when we learned that he hasn't been home in however long, so the heat's probably not even turned on in his apartment.
Oh, Christ.
Well, that's cool.
So...
So did you guys just shut the water off?
So yeah, we just left the water off. We're like, well, I guess maintenance man will have to come over tomorrow or somebody and unlock it and see how flooded the place is, because...
Well, yeah.
Everything else has been flooded, so his place has got to be flooded, too.
Yeah.
He hasn't been home for that long, and something's obviously running.
Oh, my God.
Bad ass.
So...
That sucks, dude.
That was Tuesday night.
So what did you do Wednesday?
I don't know, I'm trying to remember. It's basically all been the same type of... My water lines burst.
Yeah.
Well, dumbass.
Run your faucet.
It's negative fucking 30 out, and you have one main line that runs kind of halfway on the outside of your house.
It's probably froze.
It's probably froze, and you probably need to make sure you run that faucet or get some sort of heat in there.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Leave this door open. You know, your laundry room's on the back side of your fucking house. There's one heat run to your laundry room. Maybe you should leave that door open for today to get a little bit of the extra heat in there.
Yeah. But why would you do that?
Since, you know,
that's just silly.
Can't really drip your washing machine supplies.
Right.
You should probably, like, leave a door open so you can get a little bit of extra heat in there. But
I don't fucking know, dude.
That's been how my week's been. That crawl space. That's what we were doing yesterday. We were in a crawl space.
That's dirty.
Did you have a
That's why I forgot about it, because I tried to forget about crawl spaces.
Was there a fucking leak in a crawl space?
No, we're replumbing this house down in the next town south.
Okay.
Right on the lake there. They have old cast iron stuff, and the city said, no, this stuff's all bad for all.
Shit.
All everything and all needs to be redone. Well, shit. 2-foot crawl space, me and my brother's fat ass down there together.
Yeah, how do you guys fit in there together?
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to. That's all I'm going to say, Logan. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to.
Whole lot of butter.
We had to cut the entrance for this crawl space. I will tell you that.
Did you really?
We seriously had to cut the entrance for this crawl space. I probably could have fit. Hayden,
Ding
on
dong
the other hand,
not gonna fit.
No. We had to shove our pipe up through another 5-inch hole to get the pipe down there.
Oh my god.
And cut it as it was going down. We could only get 6-foot pieces of pipe in there.
Oh my god.
It was, yeah. But I will say, out of most of the crawl spaces, at least this one was dry.
Okay, that is nice.
That's a plus.
It was dry. It was concrete on top. You know, normal foundation walls.
Yeah.
It was dry. Just dirt.
Just dry, just dirt.
Dirt.
I fucking hate crawl spaces, dude. Every time I've been in one.
They suck.
They do suck. They're not fun.
I honestly like the ones like that better than some of the other ones that are kind of like quarter crawls. I don't know how to... That are like 4-foot. 3.5, 4 foot. I like those smaller ones better, if I'm being honest.
Because
I'm a short fuck, and to where the 3.5, 4 foot ones aren't big enough for me to really even squat in.
Yeah, let alone sit on your butt and sit up in.
Right.
Like,
whereas
when you do
like
that,
those,
you're working. Yeah.
Whereas like the 2-foot ones, I'm right here, right in front of me. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or working straight out in front of me, able to look up at it. Because I'm used to dozers, excavators, you name it.
Literally was that what I was about
head
to
deep.
Say. Yeah. Derek's used to...
Feet hanging, kicking in the wind.
Yep. That's how I am every time I'm on the back of a Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, my foot.
Yeah, how are your toesies doing?
I can feel them. I can do that. I couldn't do that about an hour ago.
Yeah, that checks out.
I couldn't feel my hands about 2 hours ago.
But, yeah, that's been most of my week. Besides Monday, you know it's fucking cold when the heating man, my brother's heater fucking broke. When the heater guy's heater fucking breaks.
That's a problem.
You know it's fucking cold.
Yeah, fuck all that noise, dude. I'm glad you guys like to work on plumbing and HVAC because I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah, no. No deal.
That's no different than anything else.
Well, I know.
Like I said, it's...
Same, same, but different.
Well?
What'd you guys do today?
I guess, yeah, that was Wednesday. That brings us to today. I got up. It snowed overnight, so it is currently Thursday. Got up, went into work. I went and plowed snow. That took up most of my day.
Okay.
One of our buses came in. Needs an oil cooler.
Okay.
Made a dirty old milkshake.
Nice.
Yeah, it's super trick.
What motor?
ISB 67.
Okay.
But, yeah, you better make that a full round there, bud.
There's three left.
Well, I suppose. Oh, there's still Natty Lights in there.
There's one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Diag that, or Jesse Diag that. Pretty much finished up another rig we got in there. That'll leave tomorrow. Yeah, it was just kind of a... You know, finally warmed up today a little bit.
It did until about 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I was going to get to call in a full run today. Or a structure fire.
You thought you were going to call it in?
Yeah.
Why?
So we have an ed... So we call it the Ed Center. It's Education Center. We go down there for, like... So if people don't know this, my fire department, at least that I work at, but I would assume a lot of full-time departments, you do, like, just training all the time, and...
Yeah, it keeps you fresher this side or the other, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sometimes that includes, you know, your medic or EMT training or medical training.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of our medical training down at the Ed Center. So I went down there to plow it, and I was leaving, and I was at there's a light right here. Or right by the Ed Center, and I look up and I see a whole bunch of black smoke just rolling. Ooh. Keeps rolling, and I'm like,
at least my pee pee do this.
Yeah, I was like, damn, there's a house burning down here. So I called our training chief. I said, hey man, I said, you guys might get a full run here in a few minutes. I'm gonna go check it out. I'll let you know. So I cruise down. The closer I get, the more I'm like, dude, there's a house fucking rolling right now.
Right.
It's just, I mean, black smoke, it's consistent, it's...
Yeah.
Everything that I've seen, and I'm not a fireman, I'm just a mechanic there, but from everything I've seen, the fires we've had, I'm like, everything I've seen, I'm like, that's a... Something's fucking rolling.
Something's hot and it's burning.
Yeah.
Hot and bothered, she needs somebody
to... So I finally get up on it, and I'm like, I look over, and I'm like, oh! That's a bunch of furniture.
Was it?
This dude torched a bunch of furniture and trash and whatever in the driveway of this house.
What the hell?
The house wasn't burning.
In town?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was on Main Street.
Oh, my God. Come on.
So I look over. It kind of looked like a couch was in there. Maybe some end tables or something. Just looked like furniture and trash. And I'm like, oh, okay. Whatever. Not my problem anymore.
Did you do that in town?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Okay, did the department show up anyway, or?
I'm sure.
So I called the
did.
Training chief back, and I'm like, hey, it's not a house. There's someone burning a bunch of trash and shit. Like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Nothing big. And we all just let it go.
Okay.
So I get to the next station I'm going to plow. And as soon as I get there... One of the close houses to that address gets dinged out for a trash fire. I'm like, sure as shit! Someone called it in! I just got all giddy because I was not hoping, that sounds horrible, but I thought I was going to roll up to like flames throwing out of a house. I mean, it 100% looked like a structure, a home, a building, something was on fire. And I was like, damn.
Dude, it's wild to watch a fucking building burn. It's actually even more wild to me to look at the aftermath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit's crazy, guy.
Yeah, it is. That's, yeah.
It's a girl passed your guys' save the other day, too.
Which one?
The big rescue one.
Oh, Franklin?
Mm-hmm.
I think that day that I drove up to the junkyard to go pull parts.
Yeah.
While I was cruising through Elkhart, I think I passed, like, 2 ambulances and a Quint.
Stupid Quint. I have that piece of shit in the shop right now.
Yeah, welcome to fucking hell. I've been outside all day.
Yeah, well, yeah. What'd you do today?
Showed up here, did some jack around shit, and I don't know, fixed a couple small things, helped Brent out with some stuff. Went out and started my pickup, hooked up to the trailer, Skid loader's already on it. My boss showed up. He hooked to the wood processor. And we were going logging. We've been logging, actually, for the past, like, 2 weeks on and off. We logged yesterday. I forgot to mention that. But at the end of the day yesterday, I did mention it. But we went down there and chopped that wood up, brought it back here, and processed it here.
Yeah.
But I've been outside processing wood all fucking day.
You have herpes, idiot.
Yeah, now I'm sick because of it.
He's got the suds.
What the fuck is the suds?
The suds? You don't know what the fucking suds are?
No.
No. Buddy, I'm gonna go out on a limb.
Are we that old?
It's not an old thing. I'm gonna go out on a limb and assume Buddy couldn't watch SpongeBob.
Buddy couldn't watch SpongeBob. Yep.
I didn't like SpongeBob.
I don't know that very many people did.
So anyway, this is a solo podcast now.
No.
From here on out, we're gonna have guests and shit. He's kicked off. SpongeBob slander will not be tolerated.
I thought that he was annoying. The memes are funny. I thought the show was annoying. What is suds?
Dude, SpongeBob got sick as fuck.
Okay.
Like, Buddy was on his deathbed. It was the suds.
Does it stand for something?
No.
No, but what? Is that when he got scrubbed with the sponges and shit? Yeah, dude, he got scrubbed with, like, sponges.
Like, the fucking weird big hand had to come down into the fucking
scrub him with a sponge.
Grab him and scrub him on a bunch of shit.
It's 2024, and I'm explaining it to someone relatively close to my age, the suds. This is
bullshit.
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
I have no idea.
This life is a lie.
I have no idea what either one of you are talking about.
You don't remember the suds episode?
No.
Ever.
No.
Great going, bro. You made Patchy the Pirate leave.
Is that from SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. 410%. He's in the boat!
Hey, I just realized something. You got to remember, he is fucking half dead right now.
No,
his mind is not working.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not giving him the benefit. Because he's of sound mind.
There might be a little bit of AMS there.
He might be half dead. He is of sound mind.
Are we really all bent out of shape because I didn't like SpongeBob?
Does the Tin Man have a sheet metal cock?
Yeah.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah.
Duck with boner drag weeds?
It depends how deep the water is.
Damn it.
Anyways, I burned through fucking 4 chainsaw chains today, resharpened all 4 of them, and burned through another 4 again and dropped them off to be sharpened at like 7 today. 7 p.m.
Fuck that.
And we're not sure why we're burning through them. We're just burning up these fucking... We're burning up these chains.
What did I tell you the other day?
I don't know. You tell me fucking 30 things a day.
So, you do too.
Yeah. And you don't always fucking remember it either.
So
the exact situation we're in right fucking now.
Find the angles they need to be sharpened at and I'll sharpen them. They'll actually cut for shit.
I had...
Another problem I run into is the rakes. Sometimes you need to knock the edge off of them. Yeah.
We did. The rakes got fixed the second go around. Didn't fucking matter.
Wrong angle.
No.
Skill issue.
It's not a skill issue.
You need ratio. L plus ratio.
Dude's been sharpening chainsaw chains for 50 years.
L plus ratio.
I don't think it's a skill issue.
You guys hand sharpen them?
The guy's got a machine.
Big, huge, huge timber guy.
The guy's got a machine. He's got 30...
Derek, hand sharpening his ass.
You can do it in 5 minutes. Same saw. Don't even have to take the fucking blade off. Whoop, 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 whoop. Done.
I can machine sharpen a $500 chain in 5 minutes and it cuts like new.
Why would you
put it up your ass?
Why? Buy a fucking $10 chain.
Because the awesome people at the place I work at think they need carbide chains.
Well, they do, but they don't.
Anyways.
But those also shouldn't ever really get used. I have to go through them very often. I said shouldn't.
They go cut on roofs for fun.
I know.
Anyways, I'm ridiculously sick right now. Which is fine. And my entire body hurts, and I am dead. And I'm also hungry.
We were just at the local watering hole.
I know, but I was too tired to fucking make it down there.
Fair. So anyway.
I got here, sat down, and didn't get up.
That's essentially been the Arctic debacle.
It ain't over yet, bud. We still got one more day at least.
It'll be all right. It's Thursday night. They get it on Friday morning. If something significant happens tomorrow, we'll recap it next week.
Extra tangent.
I think I'm going to go die now.
Well,
that's only if something significant happens.
This has been another...
It's northern Indiana. Nothing's going to fucking happen.
Also true.
It's going to get cold. That's it.
Also true.
This has been another...
It's going
to get
warm. It's going to get mushy.
Can you fuck off?
Then it's going to get ungodly fucking cold again.
Why is my face so fucking hot?
Can you fuck off for three... Because you have a fever, idiot.
Oh, why is it hot?
Anyway... This has been another installment of Wrench Jockey Radio that we have no idea what's going on and we just ramble. Bye-bye!
Wild goose call.